Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Top Stories. We are rummaging into the Bugle archives once again. I am Andy Zaltzman, and it's time to get your Star Spangled Banner out. It was celebration time in issue 213 of the Bugle, November 2012. Barack Obama was re-elected as US President. But as the title Free at Last suggests, it wasn't so much the result that John was celebrating. Top story this week, and obviously in this week of all weeks, there is only one place to start with the news that gets everyone around the world awake through the night, a historic moment in social history. Good news for some people, viewed as a disaster by others. And that news, of course, was the news that coffee is extinct.
Wait, what?
Or could be extinct in 70 years' time. That's Arabica coffee, wild Arabica coffee. But boffins in laboratories have claimed the entire genetic sustainability of coffee as a species is under threat, John, and that coffee could be dead by this time next century. That's all coffee, John.
See, here's the thing, Andy. Now, especially now, with the level of tiredness I feel at the moment, the very notion of the possibility of coffee going extinct is so alarming that I cannot even joke about it. This does not seem like a subject for comedy, Andy. Really, my second complaint. The first complaint is that cannot be a top story, Andy, because what the f*** are you talking about, Andy? Top story this week, the election is over. It is over, Andy, and Barack Obama was re-elected president. But more importantly, the election is over. It's over. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free of this bullshit at last. Well, Andy, despite Florida's best efforts in finally finishing counting their votes 2 days after they were supposed to, this election is now fully over. A winner has been declared in every state, and President Obama has been re-elected as America's new old president. And that whooshing sound was the bullets that almost every country in the world dodged with a Romney presidency. Unless you live in Pakistan, in which case that whooshing sound was an Obama drone strike whizzing past your house. Either way, we all got lucky. Now, the truth is, Andy, that this election ended like any other American election ends, with just under 50% of the electorate absolutely devastated. Because that's the way it goes here in this country. Under a two-party system, America has become as divided as one of King Solomon's babies, unhealthily straight down the middle. There is no doubt that, like Florida, this is not a good state for American democracy to be in. Because, not to labour a point, I'm not sure what the f*** Florida thought they were doing, Andy, because this is all over, no thanks to them. The result was announced before midnight, on Tuesday, which was surprisingly quickly and certainly a lot earlier than most Americans had braced themselves for, because when you have a presidential election, Andy, that involves the state of Florida, which unfortunately is most of them, you have to prepare yourself for the worst. I wasn't just ready for a long night. I was ready for a long few weeks. I'd stocked up on canned goods and candles in the office just in case Broward County decided they wanted to start f***ing with the rest of the country again.
Well, just in clearly the American people are split, but the American media also seems split on, as you say, whether America had in fact dodged a bullet, or whether it had deliberately stood in the way of a bullet and headbutted it while shouting "bang." And you know, it's a bit too early to say, you know, who this is good news and bad news for. I guess an Obama victory is very good news, as you suggested, for the Pakistan roofing industry.
Yeah.
Also good news for Mitt Romney, because being president is frankly a really shit job, and I would not
yes,
wish it
is.
On my worst enemy, which explains why I've never voted for either Osama bin Laden. Never really got on with him, the former Al-Qaeda frontman and professional scripture misinterpreter. And I've also never voted for Sam Taylor, the former comedy critic from the Observer newspaper. grindingly mediocre. I was only on for 20 minutes! You can't grind in 20 minutes!
The point is, Andy, this election has left me an empty husk. This election season and this election week took what was left of both my energy and my will to live. And if the result had gone a different way, it might have taken the rest of my faith in human nature as well. And so, once more, President Obama walked out onto a stage in Grant Park in front of an adoring crowd who gave him a messianic response despite having 4 years of pretty hard concrete evidence that this was far from a perfect president, let alone the Messiah. And he went on to give the kind of fantastic speech that just made you wish that he could govern as well as he talks about governing. Because when you listen to him deliver the kind of speech that brings a lump to your throat, you find yourself thinking, why can't someone like him ever be president? Before reminding yourself, oh shit, he is president and he has been for the last 4 years. Except that guy on the stage giving the speech, Andy, has not been president. It's been just a very tired man who looks a lot like him and has been trying to negotiate the bullshit minefield of DC politics. I don't know if you can tell from the tone of my voice, Andy, or read between the lines, but I'm so, so glad that this election is over. This has been an incredibly expensive, incredibly cynical, and incredibly depressing election. Having said that, watching Herman Cain run for president was like watching the most entertaining car crash that I have ever seen.
If only it could have gone on longer. 2016. Cain for 2016. Yeah. He has the official Bugle endorsement.
Don't rule it out, Andy. He is as interested and as qualified then as he is now. Also, lest we forget, this election has actually made US history, Andy, because it has never, ever before cost so much money to not become president.
That is something. So, what has he spent? It was almost $2 billion, was it? Or I've seen various figures bandied around between $2 and $6 billion on the overall cost of the campaign. I guess, you know, I mean, that's pocket money for Romney, but yeah, it does seem like they could possibly have spent it on better things, maybe just, you know, a giant 50-metre-high statue of Herman Cain dressed as Abraham Lincoln, perhaps.
Well, I think it's a fair point, Andy. You know, if it was, each side spent over $1 billion in the course of this campaign, and Americans might well find themselves asking, well, what could that $2 billion have been better spent on? And I actually think I have a couple of key suggestions. One, they could have just set fire to it. I think that literally might have been a better use. For a start, you don't get any of the poisonous campaign media that the money was used to buy, so you're already up on the deal by getting nothing. Plus, you know, burning $2 billion might actually, in a small way, help reduce inflation slightly. Or two, they could have just simply put the money in a glass box so that the American people could look at it and appreciate what both campaigns had not spent the money on. Thus, putting the approval rate of most American politicians in general up around 10,000%.
Obama, in his victory speech, said some very interesting things. He said, we are an American family, and we rise or fall together as one nation and as one people. Has he not been watching the news for the last 150 years? Also, he said, we know in our hearts that for the USA, the best is yet to come. What, better than the moon landings? Better than muddy waters? Better than Teen Wolf? strap in, world, this is going to be awesome. And he said, I know, and this is possibly the most outlandish thing Barack Obama has ever said, I know that political campaigns can sometimes seem small, even silly. Not your campaigns, Obama. In fact, not anything to do with American politics. They seem not small and silly, but big and f***ing ludicrous. It's quite hard to spend $2 billion and for it to be small and silly, unless you're buying one of Damien Hirst's artworks. But other than that, it's pretty much out of the game. He added that democracy in a nation of 300 million people can be noisy and messy and complicated. And that is correct, particularly if the entire system is geared towards it being noisy and messy and complicated. Other noisy, messy and complicated things include war, American football, childbirth, life, cooking a dog souffle and running a breeding program at a zoo for polar bears with anger management issues. I see American politics very much closest to the last in that list. He also said, we want our children to live in an America that isn't burdened by debt, that isn't weakened by inequality, that isn't threatened by the destructive power of a warming planet. Before pausing with a look at his eye saying, we want them to live in that America, but let's be f***ing realistic. They are not going to live in that America.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's like this top story show, but longer and not from the past.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.